Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
Yeah, big welcome to the Marketing Your Practice show here with Tony and Angus at the bench here from Adio Media. G'day, mate.
Hello, T. How are you?
I am terrific, actually. That worked well.
Well done. How are you? But he couldn't be happier at the moment. All going well. We're on, as we do this now, T-minus 12 weeks until the big wedding. Angus and Lozzie wedding. So that's exciting.
Exactly. I only found out yesterday that there was a royal wedding. So it was that's how far off the radar I am about royal weddings. But your wedding, absolutely.
Well, you know all about that. So we're good. All going well here. And excited about our topic today. We're talking about this concept of should you be building an email list. So this concept of an email list, I want to differentiate a couple of things first of all. So you have a bunch of existing patients that come and see you now. Hopefully you have a list of their email addresses and you're regularly contacting them and reminding them of how valuable you are. There's this concept of recency and staying front of mind. That's important that we be letting them know and that you're sharing valuable content with them, different ways that your services can help them, different way that maybe your services can help their friends and family as well. So one of the reasons we spoke about this in a podcast or a video earlier on of one of the biggest reasons that people stop coming to see us is they just get busy and distracted. Mm. It's not actually that they are disappointed with our service. It's not that they don't like us. It's not that they don't value us. It's just that everybody's really busy now. And email and regularly emailing them can be just a great way of you keeping in contact, particularly when your emails, it's valuable information that you're sending.
Absolutely differentiating factor there is making sure that the emails that you are putting out and the content that you are putting out is of value to people. No point just randomly sending emails just for the sake of sending emails. It's got to be valuable. It's got to help people. It's got to solve their problems. It's got to take them one more step on that journey from sad Johnny to happy Johnny in the direction that they want to go based on their values and their life and can be massively valuable. So let's dive in.
And we'll have a conversation more about how we might communicate with those people. And then there's this other idea. And see, as brick and mortar businesses, as small businesses, whether it be the chiropractic office that we have here, whether it be the cafe down the road, we don't often think about building an email list full of people who might be interested in what's going on. We tend to think about, you know, if I have an online business, then it makes sense that I get an email list of people. So let me explain to you why I think it's a great idea that you'd be building an email list. And in essence, you know, we've talked around this beforehand, but there are people that have different levels of interest in our service. And often we wait till the very last moment before we want to start building a relationship with them. We, you know, work our best at, whether it be a Google AdWords account, that when someone finally puts in chiropractor Port Melbourne, I want to be up the very top of the list there. So they're the very last stage of their buying decision. But we can start to get in that buying decision and that relationship much earlier. And in fact, I think we should. And that way we can start to mold and build a relationship. So remember, we've talked about that as little as 20 years ago, it took very few touch points for me to build a relationship with somebody where they were confident enough to make a buying decision. Nowadays, that takes upward of 20 contact points that, you know, someone's going to need to see your Facebook page, maybe watch a couple of videos, jump online, talk to their friends about you, until they're going to actually get on the phone and make a call and make an appointment. Now, one of the ways that we can get those 20 touch points is just through social media. Posting regularly, putting cool and helpful content out there. But there are some real challenges in trying to do that just through social media alone. So the challenges?
Absolutely. Well, one of the challenges is it's not your platform, which is that concept of rented traffic. It's not yours. They could easily pull the platform away from you. They could change the rules like they have many times, certain platforms. And therefore, we're kind of left high and dry. We really haven't got anyone. You know, we haven't got hold of these leads. So that's one of the challenges.
So they can, and we need to talk about kind of changing the rules. The extent of the rule change can be this. They can be, we're just going to make it way harder now for business pages to actually get reach. And so at the moment, reach is 5%. In fact, it's interesting. I did see something recently that Facebook even admitted to, that there may well be a time that reach gets to zero. So there may well be a time, particularly with business pages. And when you think about this too, this is just a supply and demand. You know, if we have thousands of friends that we're a part of on our Facebook, they just can't show all of them all of those friends to us at once. So, you know, there is a supply and demand issue there. And or we have a naturopath that we work with, and they've just decided that they don't like the kind of content that he's sharing on there. Good quality stuff. You know, it's mostly lots about weight loss and things like that too. That doesn't really fit, particularly when he's trying to advertise those kind of things there too. And so they've kind of banned his account. That's not the advice that he's giving is really sensible advice, what I would consider sensible advice as well. So when it's somebody else's, you might think that you own your Facebook audience. You might think that you own your Instagram audience. But in essence, it's a rented traffic. You know, there's a relationship, and most of the time they're super friendly and fair with us, all those kind of things there too. But we're playing underneath the umbrella of somebody else's game through there as well. So we have to play by their rule. Whereas if we have an email list and we own that email list, it, now we can communicate with them on our terms as well there too. So I think that that idea of rented versus owned traffic is really important. So the change the rules, it's really hard to break through the noise on social media, particularly as a Facebook business page as well. They make it harder for us to do than as in our kind of personal pages also. So for those reasons, building up an email list is important. So Tone, one of the things that we often hear though is that email is dying.
Well, we hear it all the time.
Yes.
And it's plastered around everywhere. But you know, it's still massively more. The reach of email is still huge, hugely more than social media. A Facebook business page, as you said, 3-5% reach. Email, even if you're not doing a great job, it's going to be 20-35%. And if you're doing a great job, it could be up to 50% reach, which is the open rate, which means that, you know, 30-50% of people that get your email are actually opening it and engaging with your content. So it's still massively more than social media reach. So yeah, well worth it.
So even a poor open rate for your practice would be 20%. And that's 400% more open rate, 400% more people that will be seeing your helpful information that you're putting out there than what we can get through reach and penetration happening just through social media alone. And that's even if we're doing a really great job. So yes, there's some truth to the matter that our email inboxes are more full than ever. But in terms of communication strategies, when we look at wanting to build relationships with people, email is still one of the best strategies, particularly when we can start to, from our email, send somebody back over to our website so they can watch a video through there. We can then send them over to Facebook and they can watch another video through there too. So for instance, now we're using multiple sources of traffic. So, you know, some of you might be watching this on Facebook right now. Some of you might be listening to this later on. But we sent an email out to our entire list beforehand saying, hey, we're about to go live. Come and join us. So we're starting to build multiple ways that we're bringing people into and starting to build an audience and to serve our audience as well. So once you're into and bought the concept that, okay, look, I like this idea of building an email list, the next thing is to start to think about some of the strategies or the nitty-gritties in around that as well. So we'll break that into two bits that we'll talk through. The first bit is this, is what are the technologies, what's the strategy about me going and building an email list? And then when I have this list of people, like what do I talk with them about? Where do I go from? We'll talk you through the idea of a bit of a welcome sequence and some emails that you could try once you start to do that first of all. So Tone, someone's raised their hand and said, yeah, look, I want to build an email list. I want to start getting email addresses from people out there in my community that might be showing some signs of interest in me. How do I go about it?
Well, I think first and foremost, you've got to have something that can collect email lists. Let's start at the beginning. It's got to be, you know, and not using things like Outlook or Mail or something like that. We need something a little bit more sophisticated. And that doesn't mean hard, it just means that we can automate some things in this process. So we need an email reservoir, a system, a program that'll run it. It'll do autoresponders, it'll email out in batches. You don't have to be writing one email at a time, etc. So you need to get something, whether it's MailChimp or Drip or Infusionsoft, there's hundreds of them out there now that'll all do it. And they often have, well, most of them have a free account, a lot of them MailChimp. They have a free account which can do most of what you want to do. If if you want to get into some of the things that we'll go through, you may need a paid account, but it's not expensive.
No, 20 bucks a month.
Yeah, not expensive.
To allow you to do it. Maybe if I take a step to the side, and let's look about how it might look, the end result of where we go, and then we can kind of reverse engineer as well. So you've put a video up online on your Facebook page, and the video, you've decided that this next 90 days, and you'll hear us always talk about this 90-day focus here, your focus is really on raising healthy drug-free families, a natural approach to raising a family there too. So you've put a little video out there where you've talk through what you believe to be the three biggest pillars in raising a healthy drug-free family. You might have talked about some nutrition, you might have talked about some stress management, you might talk about rest and how all that fits in there as well. And at the end of that video, one of the things that you might have talked about is that some of the biggest challenges that families have is coming up with healthy lunchbox ideas. I get this idea, I love you, but it comes to lunchtime and I end up making sandwiches and all this kind of stuff there too. So you've put together a little checklist of your 25 best lunchbox meals as well. And that if you'd like to get a hold of that list there too, then head on over to lifechiropractic.com/lunchbox ideas. Pop your name and email in there and I'll send that straight to you. So they're going to pop their name and email in there because they want that piece of information because it's directed straight towards the kind of person that I'm wanting to be talking with as well. So I now have their email address. I'm going to send them the great report. They're going to read that report, the checklist there, and that's going to provide great value to them. Now, in me providing great value to them with that report, I've started to build a little bit of credibility, of expertise, and I've certainly started to build trust and authority. I'm going to follow up with a sequence of emails that, first of all, is going to tell a little bit about the practice. Hey, we've been in the practice here for 20 years. I want to introduce you to myself and the other staff that are here as well. And then I'm going to give you a little bit more information about the checklist. Like I said, here's your link to download the checklist. Then a couple of days later, I'm going to follow up again. And I'm going to say, hey, Tony, have you downloaded the checklist yet? In particular, here's my five favorite meals. These are the ones, in my case, have worked with my kids. They were a no-brainer as well. And also, if you're looking for healthy desserts, here's a couple of my other favorites there too. So again, the scary thing is only 50% of the people that you send that email to are going to actually download the piece of content. So when you follow up emails, you can start to share more information. Somewhere in your first three or four emails, you might even want to say there, hey, Tony, how are you going with the checklist? Do you want to get on the phone and have a chat through what things are working for you or not working for you? So you start to reach out to the person. Can you help them? You know, if you're a chiropractor that was doing that too, I would start to say, you know what, lots of people are confused about the role that chiropractic can play in looking after young children. Let me tell you how chiropractic helps kids. And if you're allowed to, then there would be a great spot to share a testimonial. Mm. So here in Australia, as a chiropractor, we can't share testimonials. But if you can in your part of the world, that would be a great testimonial. So you're building a relationship, you're showing, delivering value in advance there too, and you're inviting people into the office. And when you've got that process automated, happening 24/7 with, you know, 10, 15, 20 people each week there as well, this is the kind of thing, the end result of which is going to end up with a phone ringing and people making appointments and booking in their families to come and see you as well. So anything that you would add to?
No, I don't think so. Well, yes, actually. The thing that I would add is that it can sound like, whoa, that's a lot of stuff. You know, that's a big process that goes on, but it's not, it doesn't need to be overwhelming. There are just a few steps in that, and we can go through that now, as to how you then get that end result of people going, yeah, I'm interested in this, and then the end result, obviously, phone ringing to make appointments, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
So technology-wise, so for those of you that are just joining us and jumping in kind of halfway through as we're doing this live, we're talking around this concept of why we think that the successful healthcare practice in the future will be building an email list. An email list of people who are interested in what you have to offer but might not be ready to put their hand up and make that appointment. Now, think about it. We do this all the time. You know, we look online. We start to search for stuff. I'm looking to buy another camera at the moment. I'm doing my research. I'm, you know, going through different sites and stuff like that as well. So we start to build these relationships, and you need to be having that same thing going on where whether you're awake, whether you're asleep, whether you're on holiday or not, you've got an automated system that's having conversations, delivering value to people and warming them up. Mm-hmm. So there's really only two bits of technology that you need, two bits of stuff. One Tony talked about before is an email autoresponder platform. that's Drip, that's
MailChimp.
MailChimp. I was going to say SurveyMonkey, but that's not that one there too. So MailChimp is a great one to start with. You know, Drip, ActiveCampaign, they're really good, cheap, $20 a month for you to be able to do this. We do need some of the auto-responding sequences because we don't have to send these emails manually. We want to be able that to be
set and forget.
Set and forget type of thing. So we need that. And then the other two things that we actually need, we need our ethical bribe. So we need something that we can
value.
Yeah, that we can swap for. Let me give you this great thing in exchange. I want your email address. So that ethical bribe, sometimes it's known as a lead magnet, is often referred to. The example that I gave before that is I was going to put together a checklist of the 25 favorite lunchbox meals.
And then a three-part video series. It could be a lot of things.
Yeah, great. So and then we'll talk about some examples of those in a moment. And then the final thing that I need is I need a special page on my website where I can have this transaction that takes place there as well. It's called a landing page. We'll talk about the anatomy of a landing page too. But let's go back to this lead magnet idea, the ethical bribe as well. So what are some best practices for an ethical bribe?
Well, the best practice really is to start with obviously working out, getting clear on who you're targeting so that we can get that ethical bribe right and so that it is actually of high value for those people. A Lunchbox Solutions ethical bribe is not going to be of high value to someone who hasn't got kids, etc. So we just got to make sure that there's a match there for your target audience.
So let me put you on the spot. My audience is going to be headache people.
Okay.
That's who I'm going to focus on the next 90 days. What could be an ethical bribe that I could exchange for somebody that's got headaches?
It could be, like I said before, it could be a video series, three video series, or even just one video.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be a series. It could be just one video on the top 10 things you need to know to decrease headaches in the next 30 days, or the five things to avoid if you're someone who suffers from headaches. It's got to be something that they are going to say, wow, I want to know more about that. I'd like that because I've got these headaches and I want them gone. And how does this piece of content fix their problem or solve their problem or at least get them on the journey to solving their problems? They've got to want to download it. You know, they've got to want, as you said, to exchange their email address for that great content.
Yeah, and it could be because remember, we're going to be constantly linking back to this and talk about it. So, you know, if our audience for the next 90 days is headaches, and then you've just shot a little video here that you're sharing on Facebook or on Instagram that's all about hydration, that, you know, we often forget about the impact that really good quality hydration has on headaches, and you deliver that content there as well. You get to the end of that video and you say, one of the other major factors that impacts headaches is all about posture. And we often forget about that it's the posture when you're sleeping in bed, in particular, the right way to sleep and the right pillow size there as well. So I've shot a little video that you can get that'll actually show you through how you should be lying in bed to decrease the stress on your neck, what sort of pillows you should be having, and the three kind of pillows you should definitely steer away from. So if you're getting headaches, then you need to make sure that you're lying the right way in bed. So if you want my sleeping guide for headache sufferers, then head on over to lifechiropractic.com/sleeping guide. Now that would be, if I'm a headache sufferer and you delivered some great content in around hydration and then at the end of it, and then next week you're talking about headache sufferers and today's all about desk setup, okay? And so you've done a video where you've gone through that and say, listen too, if you didn't and you haven't gone and downloaded my sleeping guide for headache sufferers, then head on. This is where we're just, it's a cool and helpful piece of content that we're constantly directing people to. It's like a little advert at the end of each of our videos, our blog posts, all those kind of things that we're sharing with as well.
Get them excited and really wanting to download it because it's going to be good for them. It's going to be a cool and helpful piece of information.
Yeah. So some rules and best practices in around a lead magnet there too is it doesn't have to be long at all. So, and sometimes the stuff we're checking out now that we're doing this too is shorter is actually better. So, you know, a single video might work better than a three video series. It used to be more was better. You know, we don't want a 100-page ebook on there too, but we might like a 5-page report. We might like a 1-page checklist. If it's valuable, then people will exchange their email address because remember their email address is an asset for them. You know, like, oh, I want to hold this close to me. I'm not going to give you this unless you're going to give me something of value as well. So we've got our lead magnet. With the first thing we said we needed an email autoresponder platform. We gave you some examples there to look at there too. And the third thing is this page called a landing page or a squeeze page as well. So what's that?
It's a dedicated page where people are going to come in and find a little bit more information about this lead magnet or ethical bribe and put their details in to then take get the next step of being delivered this lead magnet. And it could be hosted. There's lots of different technologies and platforms that can do this for you. We like to do it on our own website. You can do it on others, people hosting them for you, people like ClickFunnels, lead pages. There's a lot of people that will, a lot of platforms that will do that for you now, and they can come up with great templates so you don't even need to work that out yourself, and you can just plug and play, drag and drop, and change the images, change the headlines, and you're away.
Yeah. In essence, that landing page or squeeze page is focused, it has one very specific goal, and that is to paint a picture or encourage that person to put their name and email address in exchange for the goodies. So we need to, there's some design elements that work really great with that too. Certainly, you know, the first thing we'd want to think about is a headache.
Good headline.
A good headline. Is a good headline as well. So, you know, we talked about, and again, a benefit-driven headline, which might be, you know, 25 fantastic lunchbox ideas for even the busiest of families and fussiest of eaters. Mm. You know, something like that too. So, you know, got headaches, check out my sleeping guide. You know, so something that's a little bit benefit-driven from there too. We then want a picture of your bribe. You know, is it a video? Is it an ebook that you put in? Is it a checklist? We want to get some graphic design. Mm. It's often referred to as a hero shot.
A hero shot, yeah.
So that's, you know, we've all been to these landing pages beforehand. I think you're going to struggle to find everyone. If you're, you know, have the technical nous to be able to listen to us on a podcast, watching us online, then I'm guessing at some stage you've probably been to one of our landing pages there as well. We want some benefit-driven bullet points. 3 to 5 bullet points.
What's in it for them?
Yeah, what's in it? Why should you download this as well? You know, so
what are you going to learn? Here's what you'll learn.
Yep.
Absolutely. Spell it out.
Yeah. So, you know, 3 lunchbox ideas that'll have your kids wanting to eat this again and again and again. Mm. You know, 4 ideas of lunches that you'll be able to make that cost less than $1 each.
3 things you can hide in food to get them to eat this.
Great. So they're a good idea. I like that one. So these are all great ideas that you want to whet the appetite of the person that's watching it. And then there needs to be an area there for them to add their email address and hit send. And then you link that page up with your autoresponder, whether it be MailChimp or Drip that we talked about beforehand. And then all the magic happens from there, and that whole autoresponder sequence builds from there as well. So those 3 things that we need.
We need the platform.
Yes.
We need the ethical bribe.
Yes.
And we need the landing page. Pretty simple. As I said, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. As Angus said, the magic happens in the background because you've spent some time in the beginning to set and forget to a degree, because we don't want to forget, because remember, these autoresponder emails are going to be coming from you, which means some people might be, and hopefully, are going to be responding to these autoresponders, and you need to be there too.
Yeah.
Create and keep going this conversation with people that have put their hand up to say, hey, I'm interested in what you do. I'm interested in what you've provided. Thank you very much. And continuing that conversation along.
I've been thinking a lot about this concept that it's a little woo-woo, but I think we get paid. I think we get paid by the amount of service that we put out to the world. And I don't think that the payment is directly one-on-one. In terms of it comes from different areas there. So, you know, when I'm talking about lead magnets, when we're talking about this whole concept here, this is a way for you to serve and help more people, because there'll be people that'll be opting into your list that will never ever come in for an adjustment, and it might just be because they're on the other side of town, they're on the other side of the world that might end up finding this as well. But as health professionals, I think we've kind of, you know, we took an oath to help people. Mm. This is about you saying, how can I serve my community? How can I build authority? How can I build expertise? And you can soon start to see that if each and every week, as people are watching your videos, if some of those are reading your content, if some of those are then coming over to this opt-in page, putting their email address in, you've got automated follow-up sequences, conversations that you're having with them as well. You know, the more people you know, the more strong relationships that you have, the more people are going to be coming into your practice and want to see you. And I bet that makes a difference to the bottom line in your practice as well.
Absolutely. And the more, you know, thinking about that issue of other people coming from other side of town or places that aren't going to come in and see you, but imagine, you know, your stats on sending other people to other health professionals. The more you're doing that, then obviously the more that are coming in to see you as well. So it's got to be seen as this outreach. And never before have we been able to have this much global impact, even just regional impact in your area. It's never been this easy.
Yeah. It's an incredibly powerful way for you to start to reach more people. And it does mean that we need to be thinking about things a little differently because, as I said to begin with, as a brick and mortar business, we think about our clients being the active ones that are coming and seeing us for care, the inactive that might be not coming at the moment or dropped off. But there's this third audience that is incredibly valuable, only just behind in terms of that we want to be ongoing building a relationship with as well. So I think of it as just the dating process that we're going through as well. So I think that building an email list will be one of those things that the savvy practitioner of the future will have as a part of what their business does as well. So
not just for active patients.
No, it's not just about communicating with the people that already know, like, and trust you and that have been in. It's about those that are in the process of knowing, liking, and trusting you even more too. So
that's the big one. I think it also comes back to that, you know, redefining things between sort of that lead, the concept of a lead versus a patient. You know, we should be constantly looking for leads and nurturing leads, as you said, so that they can then know, like, and trust you and make a buying decision.
Yeah. And nowadays, as Tony was saying before, it's never been easier for us to be having multiple conversations with multiple people, all automated, all planned in advance, whilst we're sitting on the beach, while we're on holiday, and while we're ingesting, looking after other patients, doing what we're doing there as well. So we're going to have a webinar tomorrow where we're going to be diving a little bit deeper into this process as well. So this is a bit time sensitive depending on when you're watching this as well. So particularly for those of you that might be watching sort of via Facebook Live. What is the date tomorrow?
It's the 18th.
18th. So, and it might almost be...
So 17th US time. It'll be the evening of the 17th.
Yeah. If you want details of that, then the best spot is actually if you're on Facebook watching this and it's before those dates, 17th US, 18th Australia. Comment down below there and we'll work out how to get you over to a page to register that. We'll send you to an opt-in page.
A landing page.
Where in this case here, the ethical bribe is actually, will teach you some really great stuff. We've got no pitch on that too. In essence, this process through here, when our coaching clients get this stuff integrated and working there too, it means that when they're putting high quality content out, that each time they pop a video out, they have new patients ringing up because it's this cycle as well. And we want to test it with more people. So it's an experiment that we're running. So I'm going to spend 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours. Tony will stop me from waffling on, where I'll dive a little bit deeper into the kind of technical side of all of this tomorrow too. So last minute, depending on when you're listening to this too, send us a message and we'll be able to help hook you up with that also.
Absolutely.
Done.
Excellent. That was fun. Hope you're having a great day.
Yes. Until next week, keep saving lives, gang. Any questions at all, then again, come back to our Facebook page, ask us there, send us an email. We come back and check these videos all the time. We get notifications when you put any questions there as well. So if you're thinking, yeah, I like this idea, I'm a bit overwhelmed, not quite sure where to go, send us an email, give us a question. We love helping out. It's kind of what we do.
Head over to iTunes or Stitcher and subscribe to the podcast, Marketing Your Practice Podcast, and give us a 5-star review on that. That'd help spread the message as well. So thank you.
All right, gang. T, good work.
Later.
Later, Gator. Bye.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.addiomedia.com.